You're listening to WLVR. This is First Person Lehigh Valley, where community members tell their own stories.
My name is Steve Thompson, and I'm from Bethlehem, and I identify as African American, and this is my story. As I was growing up, I did recognize that, no, there weren't a lot of people who looked like me. When I moved to Westfield, this would have been 64, 65. There were some stark reminders that we were new to the neighborhood and not looking like everyone else. When we were driving to visit the land or check out the land where our house was being built, and there was a small group of 10 to 12-year-olds who were just standing on the street, and as our family drove by, they yelled out a racial slur at us as we drove by. It was not comforting to know that, oh, this is the neighborhood we're moving into. It was not the welcome wagon that I was expecting. I wasn't expecting the welcome wagon, but this certainly was the opposite of that. The way my father reacted was he drove the car around the block, came back to them, and basically told them some things that basically to put them in their place. But he did recognize it. He did face it. He did take it on directly. But that also was just the way it was. It shouldn't have been that way, but it was. So when I first got to college, I went to Brown University. Everyone there was really smart, and they had been pushing for more diversity with respect to the student body. The professors there were still primarily all white. So the students basically went on strike. All of the black students went on strike. So this is my freshman year. I'm struggling to survive as an engineer. And then as a student body, all of the black students were going to go on strike to protest that we do not have enough and we don't have enough people of color as the professors. And that was a hard decision to make for me to stop showing up at class because it was jeopardizing everything that I was dreaming of, and protest. But we did. And it did have an impact. And I did survive. So it all worked out. But that was probably the hardest decision I ever made. And I give credit to my father, too, because I called him up to ask, what should I do? And he said, you're a college student now. You make your decisions yourself. And you suffer the consequences of your decisions. So you decide, and hung up. And at the time, I was thinking, you're not being very helpful. But now I recognize he was being very, very helpful. People should decide what they're doing, but suffer the consequences of whatever their decisions might be. One of the things that I would like people to be doing more of is to find people who don't look like themselves and ask them about their stories. Because once you start hearing their stories, you'll understand more about them. People who are my friends, they know me by who I am. But the people who don't know who I am just know me by the color of my skin. Getting to know a person by who they are is really the way to bring down all those barriers.
Steve Thompson of Bethlehem sharing his story on First Person Lehigh Valley. If you'd like to be considered for this feature, visit our website at wlvr.org/firstperson. This is WLVR.